Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Yeah, that's why we had four miserable years of D's nuts who couldn't handle D's coronavirus nuts. Properly.
Mr. President, what should we do? Ethan, James, Peter, Lore. Long ago, they all lived together in harmony. Then everything changed when the Fire Nation attacked. Hello and welcome to another episode of the Lore Boys. My name is James, and I, as always, I am joined with...
I'm Lore Bender Ethan.
I'm Lore Bender Peter. We're all part of the same Lore Bender temple, I guess.
Yep. So if you guys haven't guessed by silly goofs... beautiful art. I know it's beautiful already, even though it hasn't been made yet.
It's like so beautiful. It is such a tier above anything else Peter has done. He really pulled out all the stops for this artwork. It's incredible, I gotta say.
2 weeks out, and I'm just like, oh, no.
So what are your experiences with Avatar The Last Airbender or Legend of Korra, anything in that universe?
I have seen all of The Last Airbender and all of Korra. I will admit, I was thinking about it the other day. I cannot remember almost anything about season 4 of the Legend of Korra. Like that one book, for whatever reason, has just left my memory. So I wanted to give it a rewatch before we did this episode because you told me we were going to do it. But I am quite versed in The Last Airbender and fairly versed in Korra.
Cool.
I don't think I've ever seen The Last Airbender. I've seen like video essays on how bad the live action movie is. And I have definitely like I know like when Ethan lived closer by, like we used to like get drunk or whatever and like pass out watching Seinfeld or Korra or Curb Your Enthusiasm or whatever. Like it's definitely one of those shows that I was drunk and sleepy on Ethan's couch and fell asleep to at some point. I remember literally nothing about any of it. Couldn't I know what Korra looks like, and that's about it.
Cool. Yeah, that was kind of my experience too. I had only watched it like hungover at Ethan's place or at Bobby's place. Like we just throw it on. It was like such an easy thing to watch, and I always loved watching it, but never like took it upon myself to just watch the whole thing until recently. I started watching, I don't know if you guys heard about all this Twitch drama, but I think Pete did, is a bunch of people are getting banned for watching Avatar on Twitch. They're just pushing DMCA as far as they could. And I watched Miskip's stream where he watched like episode 1 through 5. I was like, man, this show's really good. And then I just watched the rest of it by myself. And then throughout the week, like Pokimane got banned for watching it. Miskip somehow dodged it. So it was a whole thing on Twitch of people just legit watching shows and taking money for it. So
people just live pirating media.
Yeah.
The meme in the Miska stream is, we're not watching Avatar, we're watching Ravata because it's mirrored.
That's funny.
Yeah.
That's so fucking... I was going to say, just like, you know the FBI warning that's on like your Land Before Time VHS? Yeah. Like, it straight up tells you can't fucking do this, which is so funny. It's like, I heard about Pokimane getting banned, which I guess is like way in the past, internet-wise at this point, whenever you're listening to
it's
it.
It's like a week but and like, a half ago from...
It might as well be 40 years. Everyone involved has died of old age. But like... Like I found out about like on Philip DeFranco somehow. I was just like, oh, I wonder what he's up to, and like watched one of his videos, and it was like Pokimane got banned for watching Last Airbender on Twitch. I'm like, what the fuck is Twitch streaming at all anymore? Like it gets less interesting, but not because I'm like turning into a goddamn boomer or anything like that. I'm just like, no, pretty girl watching a children's cartoon from 11 years ago is not good content.
So I have to say, like, from the perspective of watching it through Miskip's chat, I like Miskip's community and stuff as much hate as that might get me, I like all the memes in the chat. So watching it and then like hearing his like slight reactions while also seeing the chat like meme on things, like at one point someone calls someone a leech, and like in Twitch world that means something completely different. So like see it through the eyes of Twitch. I don't think people should be doing it, but I can see why it's entertaining.
I mean, people get, like, I feel like Jamie's enjoyment of Twitch and my enjoyment of Twitch are very different, where I watch like complex Mario levels and like people completing those, and it's like a very timid, like my favorite streamer is like this super timid guy who like tells the occasional joke, but they're always like super cheesy and corny, and like the chat is just like not really memes, but it, like people just try too hard to be nice to each other, and I don't like participate in the chat at all. I pretty much just like just watch the gameplay, you know. Whereas Jamie, I feel like gets more of a like a social experience out of it, but that's like a difference that he and I have always shared, where like we kind of grew up playing a lot of multiplayer games together, but Jamie has always been way more outgoing like online than I am, and like like he's, you know, made like guild friends, and you know we'll go play Halo or whatever, and he's like super happy just hopping in like voice chat, and I'm like, it just sounds exhausting to me to just like hop in voice chat with some strangers.
Yeah. I'll watch my like sweaty WoW players who just have like really good mechanics and stuff too. I do like watching good video games, but yeah, I definitely like being part of those silly online communities and stuff too. And
we have the full Twitch spectrum just among the boys here, where you've got like James likes the sweat, Ethan likes the casual, and I wouldn't click on that link if one of you wasn't streaming if you paid me. I don't go on Twitch at all.
Yeah. Well, anyways, Avatar kind of got woven into Twitch history in the last couple of weeks. I just bring it up because it's relevant, and it probably brought other people like me to rewatch the series because I hadn't watched it from start to finish ever. And I did watch all of Avatar, and I watched the first two seasons and the beginning of the third season of Korra. So the fourth one's going to be a complete mystery to everyone because nobody remembers it. But it's okay, because today we're kind of focusing on like
we'll do a watch party of season four of Korra on twitch.tv/theloreboys coming up after this episode release.
I mean, XQC is still doing that stuff. He's watching Hunter x Hunter, and if you delete your VODs, people can't hit you with a DMCA. But if they catch you live or within 1 hour of turning it off, they can get you. Is the current meta. But
oh, there's a 5-second rule for DMCA.
Meta of reporting people to the police.
Yeah, it's the current meta. Because if like DMCA pushed...
It's like a statute of limitations on your VODs. Like, what the fuck? Like,
that's how
1 hour
works right
not
now.
A crime anymore.
That's how it works right now. But so Twitch funny. Also keeps all VODs like in the back end for at least 6 months too. So if some big company launches a serious thing against Twitch, maybe there's going to be like a 6-month window too.
It's gonna happen eventually.
Yeah.
Like, does Disney own Nickelodeon?
I'm not sure.
Then, like, Disney will be the one to just tell Amazon, like, hey, stop doing it.
Yeah. The 6 months archive is like the proverbial cocaine that lives in your hair follicles as it grows, and that's how they get you.
Yeah, and apparently, like, the Japanese anime companies are like even more intense on this. Like, they took down like people on YouTube who are not even just like watching it, but like providing commentary on their shows. And they like struck like hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of videos, just like nuked all the content associated with it. So
I heard about that. Yeah.
Yeah. So that could also happen too, because people are watching anime too, not just American cartoons. But anyways,
I mean, we're getting so lost in the weeds here.
Yeah.
I gotta say, I just don't get it. When XQC was talking about how it's his right to stream the Olympics, I was like, I just don't understand where this argument comes from. That like, if I talk over it, it's fine. Like, I don't know, man. That doesn't seem right to me.
No, especially
it's like a
when
sovereign
you're
a citizen thing. It's like you tell the cops you can speed because you're not technically you're a sovereign citizen, right?
Yeah,
like...
yeah. Exactly.
I think if you were just watching it and all the donos were going to whoever owns the Olympics, like Mr. Olympia or whatever, then it's fine. Mm-hmm. But it's the fact that you're capitalizing off of somebody else's content is main problem,
Zeus
right?
needs his bits, dude. Come on, it's not fair.
Yeah, I mean, it's the same problem I have with NFTs, right? Where it's just like, yeah, I could kind of see how it makes sense if you do this for your own stuff, but if you're just stealing other people's stuff and then saying it's yours now because you changed nothing, I don't get it.
There's good things too. Like if if you're watching a smaller YouTube channel and you're a big streamer, you're signal boosting them, so that could be a good thing. But like something like watching Nickelodeon shows or MasterChef was a big one. Gordon Ramsay's tweeting at XQC and stuff. There's a bunch of I think like if you're listening to this in 2023, probably like DMCA and Twitch problem has already happened and been resolved, but as of now it's still a legal gray zone. But
XQC and his floppy ramen noodle hair should signal boost us, Tabernacle.
I went
tell me about bending.
We're 10 minutes in and we haven't started yet, so we haven't just to give you guys a cool background to Avatar, we're not going to talk about any of the content in Avatar The Last Airbender. So after this episode of ours, you can go and watch the entire series, and nothing will be spoiled. There'll only be stuff built around it. But we are going to spoil like two episodes of Legend of Korra season two, where they talk about the first Airbender ever, or first,
the first
Avatar.
Airbender.
Yeah, I guess technically first Airbender too. Well, not really. Anyways,
no, because there was other Lion Turtle.
Yeah, yeah. Yes, of course. So for those
who word bending, James.
Is that what podcasting is, word bending?
Oh, we're word benders.
We're word benders. So for some folks who've never seen the show at all, the world of Avatar is named Pandora. Do you have a question, or are you just presenting yourself as someone who's never seen the show, Pete?
Oh, I was just raising my hand for you too, because it was an audio medium.
Okay, cool.
Is Pandora not the name of the planet in James Cameron's Avatar?
Oh, yeah, maybe I had that mixed up, because I Googled.
I thought you were trolling. I was just like, there's no way he thinks that.
Oops. What's the one in Avatar, then?
I don't actually know what the world is called. I'm pulling up the
That clips. Was one of them quick Googles that I didn't double check.
We stumbled at the first hurdle. God damn it. We should still be talking about NFTs.
I don't know if it's just Earth or the mortal world. Yeah.
Earth. Okay. So it's Earth. Yep. Earth. So there's a bunch of different tribes. I posted that really tiny little picture of the map of the Avatar world or Earth.
Yeah, Jamie posted us a 60 by 60 pixel map of the entire world of Avatar Lost Airbender. Yeah.
Because it shows you the colors of what needs to go, and there's also Aang's journey, which is like points every which way on the map, and knowing my boys, they'll get pulled aside by any small detail. So I gave them something that they couldn't legibly read, so I can just give them the what I wanted to. The
what does it mean?
My
when
boys
this...
can't read. They'll be overstimulated and can't sleep.
Why does he go to the Fire Nation like 17 times?
Why? So the water what tribes is this? Are to the north and the south poles. The Earth tribe fittingly has the most land on a big landmass to the east. A big old green section. That's like Europe and Russia and Africa and Asia, kind of. It kind of looks a little
Eurasia. Bit. Yeah.
Yeah. And the air tribe's more spread out. They have north, south, east, west temples, but you can see their biggest land masses are like sort of east, west, and south.
You can see how this is based off of our current continental setup. Like, you can kind of see where things are.
Yeah. And it's flat too, just like ours. So kind of
good.
Makes sense.
Yeah, I'd be. I thought they'd be more original and have some sort of fictitious spherical planet that they would all live on. Like something fantastical.
Something like Pandora.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jesus. So each tribe has a population of benders for the respective elements. So you have Earth in the Earth Kingdom, Water in the Water Kingdoms, Fire and Air in their respective kingdoms. But not everyone gets to be a bender. Some people just aren't. Imagine being in this world and just being born a normal-ass human.
Like, how ever-present are people who can bend? Is it like a 50-50 thing?
It depends. Like, when you start in Last Airbender, there's not a lot of water airbenders, but it's because it's after, like, 100 years war, and they, like, came and killed most of the waterbenders. They killed most of the airbenders, the earth.
I mean, the most. All but one.
All
that's
one.
Why it's Avatar, The Last Airbender.
Yeah, exactly. There's still a fair population of earth and fire, though.
Yeah, because Earth probably defended the Fire Nation better than the Water Nation, you know?
Yeah.
The Great Walled City. But yeah, that's the first season of The Legend of Korra, right? All hinges on there's like this guy who thinks that it's not fair that there's benders like out there and that benders rule the world or whatever. So he's just like a terrorist that like inspires a bunch of people without bending powers to like take them on.
The equalists.
That's where you get the equalists. Yeah. And you get, are they called just chi blockers? I think
chi blockers. Yeah. They hit you in the good part in your spine. So you can't channel your water bending or air bending or whatever anymore.
Yeah. They develop a form of like martial arts, which just like blocks bending essentially.
Yeah.
Cool.
You have to get a good chiropractor to fix it, basically.
Yeah, yeah, to realign exactly. Your chakras.
Yeah.
Got to get somebody to roll you over a garbage can.
Yeah. So for every person except for the Avatar, it's only possible to bend one of the elements. Ethan, you've watched a fair amount of both of the shows. Maybe you could describe what it looks like for each element of the bending, like what they could do.
Yeah, so each one is based on a different martial art. I believe earthbending is like Taekwondo, maybe, because it's like a lot of striking where they'll like kick the ground with their foot and it'll like knock a rock up in the air. Then they'll like do a punch, which like sends like the piece of earth flying. Whereas like waterbenders, it's like much more like Tai Chi, where they're like their body is kind of going and they kind of do these like graceful movements. Yeah. Firebending is like a lot of claps and they'll like blow over their two fingers to like create gouts of flame and stuff. And I mean airbending, they can fly and they produce like gusts of wind and things like that.
Yeah. Yeah, and then it gets like as the story progresses too, there's like earthbending can evolve to metal bending, water bending can evolve into like blood bending. There's like a bunch of like kind of subsects of all of them, but mostly exactly what Ethan explained. And the Avatar can control all four of the elements after training, because they start off just being in one sect and then they kind of branch out. And they have the enormous responsibility of maintaining balance in the world that they live in. And on top of managing all the people in the world, the Avatar is also the bridge between the spirit world and the earth. So that's a whole other thing, which we're going to get into. Spirit world is like kind of parallel and exists alongside the physical world, so they can kind of pop in and out in certain ways. Really only the Avatar can within the first series, but it wasn't always that way. The spirit world and the physical world were a lot more intertwined way back when, which we're gonna get into.
Yeah, so the Avatar basically has to get liberals and conservatives to agree, and then also has to deal with all the fucking ghosts. Like, every ghost is also the Avatar's responsibility.
It's no small feat. Like, there's just always going to be fighting. Like, a time of peace, like, looking back in history, it's probably still, like, a million headaches at once going on all the time.
Yeah.
I think it's like a multi-party system would probably be good. You've got the Republicans, the Democrats, and then ghosts. It's like, well, at least I can throw my vote away on the ghost vote. My protest vote for someone who died 800 years ago.
Yeah.
You could technically do that if you write in a dead person, right? Like, like 0.1% of the vote goes to a ghost. Or D's Nuts, that cat.
I didn't follow that one.
You've been watching too much Philip DeFranco, Peter.
Somewhat. I'm assuming a cat with the name D's Nuts was able to somehow vote.
No, he was written in as an alternative candidate to like Clinton and Trump or something. It was D's Nuts, and he's like a Maine Coon, like a big bushy cat.
Oh,
did he win?
Yeah, that's why we had 4 miserable years of D's Nuts who couldn't handle D's coronavirus nuts. Properly.
Mr. President, what should we do? Yeah, they're like, you heard him
when you touch his tummy, sir.
Yeah. So the spirit world, yeah, parallel plane. There's supernatural and not supernational entities. They're not across all nations, but
yes, the UN.
Natural, and they. We're going to cover some of the most powerful ones later, but a lot of the friendly spirits we meet along the way are like animal combos, like butterfly pigs or something like that, which is kind of cute.
I mean, most of the animals generally in Avatar or hybrids, right? Or like chimeras, yeah. I think is the technical term, where like Korra rides a polar bear dog, which is like a
it's so cute.
Polar bear dog hybrid.
It's got like little lab foldy ears and like a lab's face, but the body of a polar bear. And
okay.
Yeah.
I was going to say, those two animals look pretty similar if you think about it. That's a pretty, that's Zed tier hybrid, if you ask me. Yeah.
Okay, how about the platypus bear? Huh? It's a bear with the bill of a platypus and the tail of a platypus.
That's not bad.
It's better.
There's later on, one of our heroes is going to tumble into a hybrid pig pen, which is like a chicken with a pig's head, a cow with a pig's head, a moose.
Someone's just like farming McGangbangs, basically, like from the source.
Yes.
Okay.
So like I said, the Avatar is kind of born into one element, then he learns the others. And then upon death, the Avatar spirit causes the Avatar to reincarnate into the next nation. And there's like a cyclic order, so it goes fire, air, water, then earth. So fire guy's in power, he's a fire Avatar. Then he dies, then the next one's an air Avatar, then a water. We get to see air and water in the two separate shows, but we definitely hear about like fire and earth from before.
So like Aang from the original series, Avatar The Last Airbender, he's the last airbender. Aang talks a lot to the previous incarnation of the Avatar, who was a firebender. And basically the water tribe took heavy casualties in the war against the firebenders. The firebenders like wiped out the air tribe. So they wiped out like his whole family, and like his previous reincarnation was essentially a firebender.
Yeah. Okay. Does the spirit wait for someone to be worthy, or is it just like the first baby of the new year is reincarnated with the spirit of the Avatar?
All I know for that is that historians use the Avatar's lifespan as the years that went by, and then they count. I'd assume it's like one dies and the other one gets picked up like almost immediately, maybe a couple weeks in between. Okay. But yeah, like okay. Avatar, when he's like 60, it's like Avatar Aang on his 20,000th day or whatever it is. They measure the days per Avatar, and which is a really annoying way to measure time, I gotta say.
Find the fucking chronology of this fucking lore.
Yeah, but that's it should be pretty close. And like for when Avatar Aang dies, we know that like you never see him die in the series. He's not gonna does that ruin something? Fuck
no. That doesn't ruin anything.
Okay. Yeah, Korra's the next one, and she picks up the from where he left off and like interacts with a lot of people that were in Aang's life that are still alive and stuff.
It's a children's show. No, the main character does not die a gruesome death. I'm sorry if that's a spoiler for you, but you probably could have put it together yourself. Sure. But yeah, so like Avatar ends, Aang's a child. When Korra starts, she's like two, maybe. Like she's a toddler when they find her and realize she's the Avatar. So basically there's this council who like goes in search of the Avatar whenever the previous Avatar dies. Because they don't know where, they know like, oh, it's going to be a water tribe. So they're like, let's search the water tribes for the next Avatar. And it's kind of hinted in the first episode of Korra that, because they're like, oh, we've seen a lot of other kids whose parents claim they were the Avatar, because the kid will like move a pebble with its hand and say like, oh, see, it can earthbend as well. So it's definitely the Avatar.
But she comes busted into the room with like a huge ass boulder, like fire in one hand, water in the other. It's like, okay, no, yeah. that's the Avatar.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Exactly. And then I guess the biggest gap between Avatars was almost certainly Aang, who at the, again, very first episode of The Last Airbender, he realizes he's been trapped in ice for like 100
years. Yeah.
There was like he got knocked off his sky bison in a storm, landed in some freezing water, and just managed to protect himself by like encasing himself in like air, which froze to ice and whatever science makes that make sense is the science of this world, I guess.
That sets up like Avatar Last Airbender, because like the world's completely fucked because they haven't had an Avatar for 100 years and things are all out of balance. So it's up to him to kind of bring it back to balance.
No one's delegating between the human world and the ghosts.
Yes,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Less of a problem for actually the ghosts were less of a problem in Avatar than they were in Korra. That's for sure.
It looks like people were the problem the whole time.
What? Us? Never. Come on.
Yep. So yeah, like the Avatar, they can learn the other elements. Like for Aang, he only knows air at first, and you kind of go through his whole journey of learning everything else. And it
why
seems...
can't you learn multiple bending spells?
You just can't.
You can't.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, just
they're not really spells. Like it's how you're. So again, like chi blockers can work by hitting you in, you know, chi points in your body or chakra points, which like closes the flow of bending within you, and like nobody is born with two, except for the Avatar. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I guess we'll get into where the gift of bending comes from.
Yes.
Which
we're about to launch into the distant past of like 10,000 years ago and how bending was.
How many days? How many days?
Yeah, that's true. How many days in 10,000? Will it
3,650,000?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Well, you'd have like leap years in there as well, right?
Peter, what the fuck, dude? Come on. So minus.
Is there leap years in the Avatar universe?
Nope, there's not.
James
canon.
Cameron.
Yeah. A leap year on Pandora.
Yeah, there's kind of also like certain if you're like air first, you might have a harder time learning I think earth was the one that Aang had a hard time with.
Yeah.
Korra had a hard time learning air. She came from water, and to learn air was tough for her. But there's like certain like sister ones, like fire and water seem to go well together. Air and water went well together.
Yeah, I think they say it's tied to the personality of the person doing it. So like earthbenders do tend to be like very stoic and, you know, very like kind of disciplined, I guess.
Rock-esque.
Yeah, so like Aang was just like very playful and very like jovial, I guess. And he was able to firebend, swore off firebending for a while because he heard somebody he liked, but earthbending, the fact that it's like so rigid was like just really hard for him. Whereas like Korra, to be an airbender, you had to like kind of just let go of control and like move with the current kind of thing, which was just difficult for her because she always wanted to.
Yeah.
I like the idea that like the airbender is like super jovial and playful, and then like just smash cut to a tornado peeling the roof off of a farmhouse where like an 11 member family is like hiding in the storm cellar.
Yeah, like the planks from the barn go up into the air and form an LOL. Like
get wrecked. Yeah.
Got him.
I'll say near where Jamie and I grew up, and on my way to. My like a good friend of mine growing up, we used to go to his cottage like fairly often. And on the way up, you'd go up this like twisting back road through the mountains, basically. And there was a side road, which is called the Vent Violent, and that means like violent winds.
Oh, yeah, okay.
You could always tell when you got there because there was literally just like a piece of tin from the roof of some barn or something. And there were no barns nearby that was just wrapped around a tree. By a windstorm at some point, and like nobody ever took it down, so you always knew it was like a marker. That's
fuck.
Why that's like there wasn't a street name for the street; it was just called that. Like that was the street name, like the street sign. You know, it was just that sheet of tin wrapped around a tree.
That's cool as hell.
Oh my god!
So humans did not always have the special powers, like we mentioned, and the Avatar did not always exist. Our story starts 10,000 years ago, or 3,650,000 days ago.
Minus the odd leap year.
Yes.
Because we get an extra day, don't we?
Yeah, plus the odd leap year.
Yeah. Back then, humans were just muggles. They couldn't do any of this cool stuff. So the spirit world also was more intertwined with the physical world back then. It wasn't there was basically a plug put in the North and South Pole that had like these vents that let the spirits in and out. But back then that didn't exist, and it was just a big old melange.
There was no corks.
Yeah.
No corks 10,000 years ago.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
The wine was terrible.
open air casks. Just like, yeah, we really shouldn't let it age because rats keep drowning in it.
Hey, I think you like the podcast, but how about you get the heck out of here for 30 to 45 seconds? Bye.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Yeah, so the character we follow from 10,000 years ago is Wan, who would eventually be the first airbender, or sorry, the first avatar, followed by Du, the second avatar. Just kidding.
Wan, Du, Tree.
I didn't catch that. I don't know enough Hellhorn. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, so yeah, the joke is like Wan is actually the one, like the first avatar, okay, the number one, so...
Yeah, he didn't start as the Avatar, though. He started as a regular old street rat, kind of like Aladdin, Robin Hood type figure. He would steal food from the wealthy Chu family to feed himself and his pals.
He lived in a city run by the or controlled by the Chu family, right? Basically,
yeah, they're like the rich folks who somehow got all the land on the big old turtle because. Yeah. Back then, all the cities were on turtles' backs.
Yeah. Cool. All the cities are on lion turtles' backs, I think Jamie put a picture of them in the chat there that you can see, Pete.
When I looked at it, that's what I thought, because it does look like the Chinese lion and then very clearly fused with a turtle. So
mm-hmm. Yeah. So they're the cities are on these giant lion turtles' backs, but Wan, as far as he knows, like they're the only humans in the world. So there's no communication between human settlements, basically.
Yeah. And there is four turtles, we think, and one's the fire turtle, one's the air turtle, one's the water turtle, one's the earth turtle.
Earth, yeah.
It stands to reason because we know we start off on the fire turtle and we do go to the air turtle. There might be multiples of them, but there's at least four.
Yeah, there could be more, and I'm sure there's...
like a leap year is every 4 years, so it would stand to reason there's at least four turtles.
If I had to guess, there's as many cities as there are islands in the game, or in the show. Like there might have been two water ones, like one giant earth one, one fire one, and then like a few small air ones, or maybe they were all just kind of like our world. The land moved over time because eventually the turtles leave the people and they leave them behind on what used to be their backs. Those continents like are old turtle shell gunk.
Yeah. And Aang meets one, right? But I'm pretty sure he meets the fire lion turtle
near the end. Yeah. I can't remember which one he meets.
Is it because you can only see the markings on its head, but it looks like the fire markings. Yeah. We'll go with that.
Cool. Yeah, so Wan, he's on a turtle's back, and he lives completely on this turtle's back, and he's trying to get some food from the Chu brothers, or the Chu family, but one day he was caught stealing by three Chu brothers. So he's trying to get away. He's running, but he trips, and he falls into the hybrid pig pen, like I mentioned to you. So there's the pigs with all the different bodies and stuff. Making their gangbangs or whatever pizza. Yeah.
Does a pig still get a 30-minute orgasm if it has the body of a moose? Pigs only have one way to find out.
30-minute? Wow.
Yeah, they have 30-minute orgasms. Why do you think I gave up eating pork? I couldn't take that beauty out of the world.
I was going to say, that sounds like a nightmare. Sounds so bad.
That's one of those things, I think you want it to be short. Like, the people who have, like, recurring ones, like it's an uncontrollable sneeze throughout the day. They don't really like it as much anymore.
It looks debilitating.
You guys really talking like people who've never experienced a prostate orgasm, and it shows. And it shows. Okay, so
all right, yeah, it's like game recognizes game. Okay, you got me.
yeah, orgasm benders.
Or also known as pigs. They got from the lion turtle with the pig head instead of a lion.
Just wave your hand and your enemy falls on the ground writhing in pleasure.
Funny. I
bloodbending.
2007, I had written a comic about that where like a superpower was like to give people orgasms so you could like debilitate any enemy man or beast and you could just make them come and then run away.
Does your ability to give people orgasms also have a refractory period? Like, do you also need to take a break and drink some Gatorade after using your superpower? Or?
Yeah, I don't know. Or is it
just have that superpower?
Is it like Daredevil where he like you can't come but you can make other people come with like it's the power to see?
Your magic wand is just like a long cigarette that you have to take a drag from afterwards.
Yeah, the Cruella de Vil stem.
Yeah.
You can finally say settle the age old chicken and egg.
I'm looking at the pig pen, by the way, and one of the pigs is just a sheep with a pig's head, and it reminded me of something. So my dad got me a new comforter for my bed, and I noticed it's like really warm. Like I sometimes wake up sweating because it's like so warm, and I look at the brand and it's an Uggs brand comforter. So I'm basically sleeping in a woman's boot every night.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're a basic bitch, Jamie.
Jamie, life goal achieved, sleep in a woman's boot. Right?
Yep. Like. Yeah. And it smells like one too.
You've got your like pumpkin spice like bed sheets, and then you've got your UGG comforter.
Yeah. It's actually very comfortable. The only downside to it is it has like the inside of the boot that's kind of like fluffy, which is really comfortable, but it doesn't do well with husky hair. I'm gonna have to wash it a lot because it just gets right in there, you know.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Don't let huskies wear your boots. All right. Well, so he falls. The Chew brothers take back the food that he stole. And they send him on his way. Get out of here, street rat. And Juan makes it home. And he looks like he lives in like a treehouse, basically.
I'm going to ask, what does the slum on the back of a giant turtle look like? Is it like a bunch of like thatched huts on the tail where you can never like keep any of your dishes steady? Or is it just like swinging back and forth?
I watched this episode at like 3 a.m. farming... in World of Warcraft, and I cannot remember how he got up to his house, but I remember the inside looking like a treehouse.
Yeah, okay. He basically lives in a treehouse. You could see in that picture, there are like trees there. So, yeah. He just has like there's proper like either stone or whatever, you know, turtle shell houses built there, which look like proper. But he was like living in a literal treehouse. So, I guess that's what your slum looks like.
Okay.
He was living with a guy who was half tree himself.
Really?
Interesting.
Yeah, he was. So there is like I assume you're going to get into it, but like outside the lion turtle is like spirit territory.
Yeah.
Spirit, like there is no spirit world and earth. Spirits kind of just own both domains at this point. And there's like a curse that like or like an illness or disease that can afflict people who spend too long in the spirit world.
Whoa.
Where they start to like take on like different forms, and this guy who's basically like went out into the spirit world once for too long, and now he's slowly turning into a tree.
Animorphs rules, dude.
Yeah
Get fucked, Tobias.
Animorphs lore, when, dude? That goes wild. I'm pretty sure they like it ends, they're like all get in a spaceship and go to fight God or something. Like it gets crazy.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
I'd love to do that someday.
Yeah,
I'd have to read them all first, I guess, too.
All of them. Yeah, man. Those are the best. And then Pete could do fun artist things of people halfway through their Animorph transgression or whatever you call it, transformation.
Jamie transforming into a woman's boot.
I was going to say exactly that. Like, I want to do the halfway morph of Jamie turning into like a pig with sheep's wool. It's like the Ugg face.
Yeah, exactly.
The Jamie's beard kind of being subsumed into the soul.
Yeah, I've been called an Ugg face before.
Oh,
So Juan makes it home, and although he had to give most of the food back, he had a few morsels that he like hid under his tunic. So like he's got half a ham sandwich under there or something.
It's very Aladdin how like the monkey Apu like pouts and Aladdin ends up breaking up like his meager meal with the monkey and then gives some to like the kids or whatever. It's like exactly what happens with Juan.
Exactly that. Like this scene is just to paint him as like a selfless guy, and you show that he's like really good because he gives all like the two pieces of food to his friends, and then the last food that he had for himself he shared with the animals, and he doesn't even eat himself. So
It's just the street rat with the heart of gold thing.
Exactly.
So when Juan's 18 years old, like flash forward a little bit of time, he signs up to go on a hunt into the spirit wilds. Like Ethan mentioned, if you're on the lion's back, lion turtle's back, you're safe in human land. But if you leave, then, you're out in the spirit worlds, and probably spirits could come to the lion's back, but the lion protects the humans. At this point, the lion's taken on that burden of a stupid people.
Yeah, it's never really explained, or not that I can recall anyway, it's never really explained why, like, lion turtles protect humans, and why they give them gifts, but they do, so, they give us safe haven and some other cool stuff.
Yeah. In exchange, humans clean ticks off the back of the giant turtle.
We're just remora fish, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Juan goes on this hunting trip, the leader doesn't want him there, he's like, who's the street rat? No one else really signed up, so I guess you can join. So the lion turtle, you have this scene where you're looking over a cliff and you have the lion turtle's face right there. And the lion turtle, this big, like, slow-speaking animal that's, like, massive compared to people, gives firebending to each member of the hunting party. So you can go out into the wild, and here's firebending. But when you come back, you give me back that firebending, okay?
Okay, cool.
Yeah,
so the hunting parties go out to, like, hunt and forage, whatever, basically just get enough to keep surviving. Mm-hmm. And the lion turtle's like, well, it is dangerous out there. Like, some spirits are dangerous for sure, and there's just, like, natural hazards, I guess. So, like, here's fire to protect yourself, basically.
Yeah. And so Juan, being the little street rat that he was, he pretended to be too scared to continue on in the hunting party. So he's like, I gotta go home. And they're like, fine, go home, but just give the fire back, okay? And as you might be able to guess, he didn't give the
Scout's
fire.
Honor, dude.
Yeah.
Just like that Prometheus guy. Nothing bad happened to him, right?
Nah.
Yeah, no. He's good. Yeah.
Like an eagle helped him with his liver or something.
He's gotten a liver transplant from Dr. Eagle.
I mean, it keeps coming back, at least. Yeah. Yeah. So one.
You got me getting started on Pandora, huh?
One dresses up in a disguise. Well, first he goes home and he shows off. He's like, "Yo, bros, look what I can do!"
Yeah,
he, like shoots some fire around. Like,
he's dabbing and just pure flames are jetting out of his fingertips when he's doing it.
Yeah. He's like lighting people's bar smokes from like across the bar, just shooting one little thing of flame, and Yeah, he dresses up in his disguise, and he decides that he's going to launch a raid on the Chu Palace. He's like, fuck these rich guys. I got powers now. We're going to do it. So at first it goes really well. But then they start calling in a bunch of reinforcements, and he gets overwhelmed, and they find his face. And they're like, hey, you're the street rat, and you shouldn't have fire. You're going to fuck this up for all of us. We've got this home on the Night's Turtle back. Like, don't fuck this up for us.
Which honestly is, like, I'm against income equality, and like, I believe the Chu should have paid their taxes and built better roads and built better housing for the poor.
Right. Yeah, which is the tax haven turtle. Which is that one?
We're the tax
benders.
it's probably the air turtle, because whenever you try and find evidence of anything they've done wrong, it just disappears into thin air. Although the firebender's probably good at it too, because they can just burn up there, burn the evidence,
burn the receipts.
Yeah. Well, the earthbenders could just like shred everything too with the earth. I know there's a lot of ways to dodge taxes in this world.
Right. Yeah. So I'm all for Juan stealing it back, But at the same time, their argument that, like, hey, there's a chance that the this, like, god whose back we live on, who gave us one fucking rule, gets upset at your hubris and decides to kick us all out into the place where we will all slowly turn into trees or other monsters. Like, yeah, that's a fair thing to be upset about.
It's a broken clock, right? It's that picture, like, worst person you know makes a fantastic point or whatever. It's like...
Yeah. So... Yeah, what they did now, they obviously want to be in the good graces of the turtle, lion turtle. So they bring him all the way in front of the turtle. They said, "This guy stole your fire. What should we do with him, boss?" And he gets banished from the city. He's like, "You know what? You can't live on my back anymore. So you're just going to have to tough it in the spirit wilds." And Juan's like, "Okay, that's really dangerous and I'm terrified. Can I at least keep the fire bending so I have a chance at living?" And the turtle's like, "Fine. You can be a firebender. But never come back here ever again." So, yeah. I'm just remembering the episode. I really like this episode. Then he gets tossed off into the spirit wilds with his new powers. And there's like a montage of him fighting off angry spirits. There's like a fog that goes around him. And he like shoots fire to get it away. And then he lays down in like this one patch of grass where he thinks he's going to be safe and he can rest. And the grass starts going around him and like into his mouth trying to suffocate him. So he like burns his way out of that. Then he goes and tries to eat a piece of fruit and it turns into a swarm of bees.
It really does just sound like a Bosch painting, like some kind of really crazy version of hell. Yeah, right?
Yeah. Especially because the spirits really don't like him. He's just like a filthy human at this point. So like tired and hungry, he finds an oasis and there's like friendly spirits inside, but there's like a bouncer outside, and he's like, "Please, I'm tired, I'm hungry, I'm gonna die." The bouncer's like, "Not my problem, dude."
Yeah.
Figure it out, Phil.
Bring ID.
Yeah. I think at one point he like puts a bunch of branches around Juan, puts branches around him, and he goes back and he's like, "I'm Spirit Bushy." And they're like, "Okay, come on, man, that's not true."
Yeah, it's the spirit's called the spirit or something, I think. But it has it basically just has this oasis where like it's like all, you know, you've been seeing like his like whatever. It's like very Feywild, this place or whatever, where it's like it's all mystical and light and colorful, but at the same time there's just so many hidden dangers. Yeah. And then you just see like all like it's literally like a hot tub on the middle of this like private island with a single bridge that goes to it, and the II spirit just like owns it, and it's just like no humans aren't allowed in basically, and he's just like trying to sneak in.
So he tries a couple more times, and then he's once completely like tired and hungry and desperate. So he's like, "Okay, if I can't get into the oasis, I just got to make it on my own." And he wanders and finds a cat deer stuck in a net, which I can't remember what exactly it looks like, but I remember it being very cute. Let me look it up. Cat deer.
Cat with antlers would be super cute, actually.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Not so much the deer head.
Yeah, I think it has like a cat, like more like a cat with antlers. Exactly. I'm looking at it now. It looks like antelope.
It's like a jackalope, but a cat, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
So it's stuck in a net. And who does Juan run into? But that very same hunting party he went out with and ditched and stole the fire from, basically, or with.
Hey, guys, it's me. I almost ruined everything for society. How you doing? I've just been out here eating peaches made of bees. It sucks. Right. I really regret it, actually.
and they show up and they're like, "Yeah, well, we're back home, not rooting everything for society, but slowly making things worse for the lower class of society to a point where they feel like they're forced to act out with desperate measures and potentially threaten all life for all of us. But it's your fault, you know?"
And then the cat deer's like, "Meow."
Yeah. It's like meow and then whatever noise a deer makes, I guess.
Well, it's the, you know, the footage of those screaming elk in heat, and it's just like a regular cat meow that comes out of it.
It's just the Joe Rogan noise he made at Miley Cyrus there.
That was so fucking funny. Yeah.
Yeah. So Juan frees the cat deer and fights off the hunters.
Why is it in a net? Is it just like, it's like, oh yeah, we've been drag fishing in the spirit realm and we lost one and we just couldn't recover it? Like, with the, like, drag netting the bottom of the ocean?
Some type of snare that, like, lifts a netted animal into the air kind of thing so they can't touch the ground anymore.
Oh, yeah.
The classic, it's a snare, not like a thrown net. Yeah,
yeah, the classic like bent tree with the net on it that goes
exactly,
up, right? Yeah,
exactly okay. That.
Yeah. So he drives off, like, he has a pretty intense battle because all these humans actually have firebending too. So he manages to somehow save the cat deer. And Ai comes along in the last minute and saves the cat deer and Juan because Juan was kind of overwhelmed by the humans. But Ai, the guy who lets you into the oasis, is like, you know what? This guy's not so bad. He fought for a cat deer, even though he's hungry and could have eaten the thing. So come on into the settlement. You're allowed in the oasis, but you got a new name, Stinky.
I just cut it down because I was allergic to gnats. I was going to eat it anyway. I got to get it out of the shell. Yeah.
So in his time there, he gets to know all these cute little spirits, and he meets a dragon called the Dancing Dragon, who knows.
Wait, is that chlorine or saltwater hot tub?
I would assume freshwater. So probably pretty gross.
Ah, dang. Okay.
Probably like a lot of mosquito eggs in it. I'm gonna guess.
Yeah, I was good.
Algae and some happy frogs.
So itchy.
I really want to have a hot tub just so I can tell people it's a freshwater hot tub now. It's really freshwater hot tub.
Get leaves in it.
Yeah. Don't go in. There is a blue algae warning in effect these days, localized entirely on my hot tub.
Yeah, you guys, like, you got like that like tidal foam that like changes colors, like rolling up against the filters.
A couple crawdads down there. You turn it on, you have a nice little boil. It's good.
No, I mean, the oysters at the bottom keep it clean. Trust me.
Yeah. I think crawdads and oysters would. Right?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, they're very good natural filters. That's why I have shrimp in my aquarium, dude.
Yeah dude. Jamie, what the hell? Put shrimp in your hot tub.
Right. Yeah, you can fish them out with a little, like, deep-fry basket at the end of the night.
Yeah. Throw in some dry rice and some sausage and stuff and some peppers. We'll have a paella. It'd be great.
Call me Jambalaya Jamie.
I was thinking your entire backyard would just like smell like tempura exhaust that you get from, like, a fast food sushi joint.
Yeah, wait, don't add any salt. I'll hop in. Anyways, he meets something called the Dancing Dragon, who is a spirit, and he learns firebending from the spirit who's a dancing dragon.
He had firebending already. Did he just like refine it?
Yeah, he learns like better firebending. It's in the breath, and it's not a tool at the end of your hand. It's an extension of your body, you know.
And okay,
he became like Uber firebender, like much better than any of those guys.
Yeah,
spirity key shit.
Yeah,
he won't need the Ai spirit to save him from a hunting party next time.
Right
idea, okay. Right.
Yeah, and this happens over the course of like 2 years. He just hangs out in the settlement. His main goal is to, like, find another one of the turtles because he thinks, I'm banned from the fire turtle, but I still have a chance. I could go live with the water people, the air people, or the earth people or something.
They'll take me back, you know?
Hopefully.
They don't know.
Yeah, you don't need a passport to get onto a turtle or anything.
They don't know my sins against God.
You think turtles talk?
I mean, the big ones do. They're very slow. Right? That's what you were saying? Yeah. Or you mean in general, like currently?
Turtles, do you think they communicate? How would they communicate? Bees dance. Fruit dance.
They write curse words on their shells.
Yeah.
And walk by super slow.
I was gonna say, I don't know if they can make noise, but like there's a bunch of like tortoises having sex with shoes on YouTube videos. They do go like that thing.
I know the noise,
Yeah.
I know the sound of a turtle having sex.
People put it in like meme videos and stuff. They'll just like put that sound on top of other stuff for some reason.
It's laughing because it's funny. Eat that carrot, right?
Yeah. I'm laughing because it's funny. I'm not laughing because I don't also know what that sounds like. Yeah. Okay. Like, I have also heard this. Yes.
Everybody knows what turtles fucking sounds like.
Yeah, every millennial. Every millennial down knows the sound of turtles fucking.
Yep.
I wonder if it made it onto TikTok for the Zoomers.
It's like the Avatar who remembers their past lives. We remember the past lives of other people hearing turtles fuck, and it just
yeah, yeah exactly. he's the Reddit bender has like a past all the memes.
Oh my god, yeah.
That guy deserves to be out in the spirit realm. That's probably like the uber cringe lord.
Yeah.
How you doing, kitten?
What would the Reddit avatar
deserves? That guy deserves the avatar to take away his bending, which is something the avatar can do.
The Reddit avatar would bend Mountain Dew for water, BO for air, nothing near grass for earth.
No, it would be like a Secret Labs chair that he could bend for earth. Like, okay. That's the closest he's going to get, right?
And he can't do fire, but he can do microwaves.
No, he can. Yeah.
he shoots Hot Pockets out of his hands.
Yeah. He can heat up the bowl around food, basically. But if you put your Hot Pocket down in a napkin, it's all good. It doesn't get soggy, right?
Yeah, like the airbenders, they have like the blue arrow on their head, but he just has Cheeto dust around his fingers and hands.
Yeah.
But it is still the arrow, but it's just in Cheeto dust. Oh, yeah. It's all smeared on.
Yeah. So one day he's looking for his friends, basically. Like, he wants to find some new human settlements to settle down in. And he's wandering around the spirit world, and he sees a stampede of spirits running away. And, he's like, whoa, what's going on? And instead of, like, following the spirits that are running away, he goes towards the commotion, of course, being a brave human. And there's a light spirit and a dark spirit that are grappling with each other with their many limbs. And that's the photo that I posted into the Lore Boys chat.
Oh, yeah. The things, they look like two, like, kites, I guess, with, with, like, tendrils on them. So you've got, like, a white and a blue kite, and then, like, a black, red, and orange kite. And they're kind of, like, using their, like, many tails to strangle each other, I guess.
Yeah. Rava and Vatu.
Exactly. Oh. Those are their names. Looks like the Chitauri from WoW as well. They're just like these weird, or maybe not the Chitauri. Whatever the Adal, the main guy in the middle of TBC, looks just like Rava. But anyways,
Rava. He's a Naru.
Naru. Adal. Oh yeah, spirit of the Naru. So yeah, they're grappling, and Rava, who's the light spirit, and Vatu is the dark spirit.
Yeah.
And Vatu is like, please help me. This person's been holding me down for like 10,000 years. Just let me go. Help me get out of here. And he's the dark spirit, but he's kind of just like whispering in into Juan's ear.
And then Juan's like, oh, boo hoo. The good girl's beating me up for 10,000 years. She keeps shitting on me. Me.
So Juan fire bends, breaks them up. Rava runs away, or sorry, Rava stays. Vatu runs away. The dark one runs away, and the light one stays.
The dark one runs away and gives like a very tropic, like, "Oh, ha, 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 you idiot! I was evil all along," and then like flies off into the mountains.
Exactly that. And then Rava's like, "You fool! Like, what have you done? You have no idea what you've done. You've brought question to balance in the world. You shouldn't have interfered at all. Like, fuck off." And I'm getting out of here because I got to prepare for this big harmonic convergence that's about to happen in a little while.
Rava's like, go eat a peach made of beet.
Yeah. He's like, you literally fucked up the entire world. And Juan's like, oh, did I? I didn't. I got to think before I bend sometimes, you know?
Yeah. You got to think with your brain, not with the bend, dude.
Yeah. Eventually, like, Vatu goes off. So first, Juan meets the airbenders. He finds the airbending turtle. And he starts to meet all the airbenders. You see about their cool civilization where they fly around on gliders. They have, like, these big air bisons. And just a completely different culture. Rava shows up.
They have income equality. They're like all chill. They're all like monks. Everybody gets their share. Everybody has enough. Yeah. You know, yeah. Communist utopia.
It really seems like the Fire Nation are the first ones to become corrupt humans given the opportunity. Pretty much any time. But Rava and Vatu, we learn from the Air Nation that Rava and Vatu fight. I think we actually learned this from Rava at the Air Nation. And every 10,000 years, whoever wins between Rava and Vatu will basically reign for the next 10,000 years. So if darkness wins, we're going to have 10,000 years of darkness. If light wins, then we're going to have 10,000 years of what we already have. But one cannot exist without the other. So like if Rava was to destroy Vatu completely, Rava wouldn't exist anymore and vice versa, because you can't have light without darkness and that whole playing back and forth. So that's why it's like a 10,000 year dance all the time, anytime someone wins. So Juan realized, okay, to beat Vatu, Rava can't do it alone. Rava's really weak. It's her turn to, like, light is supposed to lose this year. We're the underdog. So Juan's like, can I get air too? Hey, Mr. Turtle, can I have air bending and the fire bending? And the turtle's like, we've never had a person who's had two elements at once. It's kind of unheard of. So if that light spirit will hang out with you in a teapot, she can have the wind and she can just help you whenever you need it and you'll be the fire guy. And he's like, all right, we'll do that. And in the interest of time, you guys can go watch this if you want to see every beat of the journey. But a year passes with them together over the course of an episode. And Juan does heroic shit. And anytime he needs help, he opens up his teapot and he gets like possessed by the spirit of light and can do airbending and firebending.
Okay.
Yeah. So this is like the beginnings of what an avatar was, because an avatar can do all four and he can do two with the help of the spirit. And he's also bridging
just an avat at this point.
Yes.
Yeah. This is why the order of the avatar always goes fire then air, because he first got fire and then he got air.
Oh, okay.
Yes. So you can guess which one he'll get next if you're paying attention. Peter, have you been paying attention?
Is it water?
It's water.
It's water.
Yeah.
So fast forward a bit, and the harmonic convergence is about to happen. 10,000 years is up. Light's got to fight dark. So let's see what happens.
Can you imagine being like the baby boomers of this, where it's just like, no, harmonic convergence is going to be our grandchildren's problem. Like, it's like climate change.
Pretty much.
Yeah. What is the saying? Like, society only becomes great when a man something doesn't get the shade of the tree he planted.
Yeah. You like plant a tree that you know that your children will sit in the shade of or something, I think is the saying. Yeah. You only harmonic the convergences that your children will enjoy or something.
Yeah.
So Vatu, he's like winning. He's beating the crap out of Rava. And Rava backwards is the beginning of Ravata, which is or Avatar. It's like the end of Avatar backwards is Rava, by the way, which I thought was interesting. I only noticed because Mizkif memes Ravatu or whatever, Ravata. They're fighting. Dark is clearly winning. So Juan, in a last-ditch effort, takes the light within himself. So something they'd done before to do a couple spells, but then at the same time puts his hand near like the South Pole where all the spirits are jutting out. So he super glues Rava to his soul, and he becomes the first avatar in this moment. The spirit of all light and everything that represents good and light in the world is merged with a man who is physical, has his flaws, but also wants everything good for the world. And he shoots fire, and he puts fire around Vatu. Then he shoots air, and air goes around Vatu. Then water, a string of water ties around like a present. Then rocks, and rocks go all around, and the music's swelling, and everything is so fucking emotional and cool at this moment. Everyone's like, what the fuck? He's doing all the elements at once. And he takes the darkness, and he throws it into the Tree of Time. And
you left out where he like traveled to. Did he go to the other turtles and get gifted these other elements?
Well, Rava gets gifted, like the same way. Okay. She can give him air, and then she can give him water, and then she can give him... He has like a weapon wheel. and a teapot, basically.
Okay, sweet. Okay, nice.
Swap between.
It's when he, when he merged with all the spirit. Yeah, when he put his hand in the spirit well, he got the other two real quick.
It's a two teapot limit on consoles, though. Yeah. It's not like on PC.
Yeah, yeah. This is a side story of Korra's story, and they already took up two episodes, and Nickelodeon's only got so many slots to fill, so we can't go through all of Juan's stuff. But, it's this really cool moment where he uses all four elements. Everyone's going nuts, puts him in the Tree of Time, and he puts a cork on the North and the South Pole to the spirit world, saying, no one can get to this Tree of Time. We're closing it off for good. Spirits are staying there, and the humans are going to rule the world. And from then on, the turtles say, "Hey, you know what? The time to help the humans is over. You guys got Avatar now." So they all go under the water and go elsewhere. We get our continents as we know them today, and we have an Avatar who does just his dangdest to keep everything together. He dies, and every time he dies, there's a new one born within that cycle of four.
And it's basically, to your point, Pete, like, do they wait for someone worthy? It's Rava chooses a host, basically, and merges with
them. It's like the Dalai Lama. It's not so much like a straight-up reincarnation, right, or something like
that? Yeah, exactly.
The spirit of Rava is what keeps the memories of the past lives inside herself, or whoever's the next one, all the way to Aang and Korra 10,000 years later. It's really cool show. Like, even though it's a kid show, I like just play games and watch stuff. I closed all the games and just watched all of Avatar, you know, like it had my full attention, which is a big thing for me. I think you guys would like it. It's on Netflix. You can get the first two seasons of Korra on Netflix. I think there's two more or three more after that, but
there's two more. There's four total.
Four total. Okay. Yeah. It's super worth a watch. I had a lot of fun with it. This is like the closest I've gotten to doing anything anime. I know it's not anime yet, so maybe if this goes well, we'll start to move in that direction. Who knows? I've been wanting to watch Hunter x Hunter, but we'll see.
And by we mean Jamie.
Yeah. Watch Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood. That's a good one. Yeah. And it's like, it's contained.
Okay.
You know what would be a good anime, a good stepping point between us and the weebs that like Ethan and I already adore as far as like a show that we've watched independently and also just like blackout drunk at my place once? One Punch Man.
I've watched some One Punch Man.
It's so good.
I remember the one fight where he like punches someone through a whole ass mountain and then you see like the clouds splitting behind afterwards, like super slowly. Yeah.
I think when Ethan was briefly homeless, we got like shithoused and then watched One Punch Man.
He was living on a single mattress on my floor. That was the time.
Yeah.
In Jamie's living room. Hell yeah. Nothing like getting dumped, brothers. All the time to go hang out with your boys. Am I right?
Hang out with the lads. Watch anime.
Yep. It was good fun. Well, anyways, that's been me. I if you want to find me on the internet, go to the Discord. You can go to loreboys.com/about. We got new folks in the Discord all the time. People are talking about starting D&D sessions in there. We had a community night on Friday, and all three of us made an appearance. Ethan and Peter missed each other like ships in the night. So close. Yeah,
45 seconds or something. Yeah. I logged off. Pete hopped on. He was sitting in Discord just waiting for my icon to disappear from the voice chat. And
tenting my fingers patiently.
Hop in the Discord if you want to see me. How about you guys?
And new patron Sarah, hello. She was there for like I think the entire night. Yeah, got there. She was there, and then she rallied with some rosé, and then I left because I'm too much of an old man to keep.
I will say shout out to Sarah. Sarah got there right before you, Pete, because I was saying goodbye, and Sarah hopped in, and I said, "Oh,
oh no
hi, Sarah.
Way!
She's
okay,
with a new patron sub.
New patron.
I gotta go." If you guys want to get the Discord, there's a link in the description which still work to get you in. It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun seeing everybody in there. If you want to join us on Patreon, become a Patreon subscriber. It's patreon.com/theloreboys. Find us there. We have a couple different tiers. We're always trying to add more. If you guys have ideas of things you'd like to have or see or get from us, let us know. We'll talk about it. We'll look into it. You know, if you're asking us for a quart of our blood, we might say no, even though we've definitely asked you for a quart of our blood through Loreboys Prime before.
We might say yes, too, so...
Those are two different programs. It's not really Apple's
Yeah, exactly. If you're into Loreboys Prime and you have your quart of blood ready, stuff it back in there because we're not asking for it this week. No, we're
asking. Just squeeze the bag like. Get back in there. Yeah, I guess you have to hold the bag up and then like twist it back in like a rag, and it would go back through the tube.
Or you just drink it. Gets right back into the system.
Guys, it depends where you got it out of. Okay, that's all I'll say on the topic. we're looking for interns actually to join the Lore Boys expedition to the North and South Poles. We are going to be investigating this spirit world nonsense. Jamie's got a super glue.
It's really cool too. I've got some Uggs blankets for everyone.
Uggs blankets for everybody.
We're wrapped around one of those little like tin pots hanging over a fire, like it's just full of pumpkin spice lattes.
But it's like it's like Mario. We're all hopping in a single Ugg boot.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Just be aware that if we do encounter any dangerous spirits or peaches made of bees, you will be the first ones. You will be sacrificed. That's essentially why we need the interns. We need you to carry our stuff and also be sacrifices to any vengeful or malevolent spirits we encounter.
Paid internship, but first to test the bee peaches is kind of the trade-off.
Exactly. We do believe in paid internship.
Yeah.
Don't work for
free, we are not monsters, but you have to try the bee peach first.
Yeah. And I think that would cost today. Lore boys.
Hey, my name's James, and my favorite weather is the absence of weather, when all the air leaves your lungs.
Hi, my name's Ethan. My favorite weather is wet. So wet, like the bottom of the ocean wet, dark and full of...
My name is Peter. My favorite weather is warm and steamy, which is why I love global warming. And my car is actually idling outside right now, despite the fact we are going to be recording a podcast for the next 90 minutes.
Nice. You just made me think of a sauna, but instead of having like
car exhaust, it's a suicide spa.
Instead of throwing water on hot rocks, it's just an idling engine.
That has got to be like, that's like some redneck shit, you know, like the outlet in the flip-flops, like in the pool.
Yeah. It seems like a political cartoon too. It could be like some guy with exaggerated features sitting in there and not controlling a global warming.
Yeah, he's got like whatever, like tycoon tattooed on his stomach or whatever, like all those political cartoons, everything's labeled.
Yes.
You won't
get a sash. He's got a sash that says oil baron.
Yeah, exactly.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.